wear your helmet.
Greetings, and welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm Rick Rodriguez. Every Monday through Thursday, every week, from 2 to 3, the Present Truth. I was minding my own business. Cactus and I were on a drive, and we were just talking about what's really going on. And she just, as we were visiting, I thought, you know what I need to do? I need to do a program that's going to be, well, I don't know if I would say dull, but, or boring. It should be informative. It should be to the point. I should try to attempt to lay it out as clearly as possible. So I'm going to do that today, like with every program. But I do have a few things that I want to present before I present something that might be shocking to some of you. You know, what's really going on? Well, Joe Biden, our beloved president, hey, Joe, where are you going with that gun in your hand? Remember the old Jimi Hendrix song? Hey, Joe, where are you going with that gun in your hand? I'm going to shoot all the Americans that don't go along with my plan, that won't go along with my objectives. I'm going to shoot them with a jab. If they don't take the jab, I am going to put them in prison, make them lose their jobs, and bring ancient upon them. And bring down ancient upon them. So, but in the meantime, Joe is flying 1,000 Afghans into this country every day. He's flying them in out of Germany. This is the Breitbart. This was yesterday. Joe Biden's administration reportedly flying 1,000 Afghans to the United States every day from the U.S. Air Force Base in Ramstein, Germany. Mainly men, soldiers, who are going to be part of the coming UN death force in the United States of America. And they're not going to be, a percentage will be children, a very small percentage will be women. The great percentage will be men of military age. So, this is what Joe is doing. Thought you'd want to know that. They're coming in every day, 1,000 of them. Now, another thing, too, is what's happening in Russia. The United States continues, the United States, the EU, NATO, are pushing Russia into a corner. And Russia is not going to bite. But what Russia is going to do is, while we're pushing in the Black Sea, Russia is already beginning to make plans with Syria, with the troops in Syria, with Bashar Assad, with Erdogan of Turkey, working with Iran, with Iran, and now beginning to do negotiations with Libya and Ethiopia. And for the Christians in the audience that are familiar with the great nation at the end of the world, one of the great nations called Gog in the land of Magog, which is present-day Russia, the prophecies in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, for those that are not Christians, that don't follow Bible prophecy, Russia is called Gog. There's a spirit over Russia, Gog in the land of Magog, Rosh, or Russia. And this great empire will have a confederate group of nations, a confederacy with Iran, I still believe with the Ukraine, with some of the other nations in southern Russia, in southern Asia, with Turkey, with Ethiopia, with Libya, and I believe Germany, the eastern portion of Germany. And they're going to bring an army down toward the nation of Jordan, which at some point very shortly Israel is going to occupy. There's going to be a war in the Middle East, and at the end of that initial war, when the smoke clears, the dust settles, Israel will own present-day Jordan. Damascus as a city will be destroyed forever, and Russia will move with these nations into the mountains of Israel in the Jordan, present-day Jordan, and Russia will be defeated. So Russia is not going to bite with what the Americans are trying to do. The Americans now have to have a boogeyman, and that boogeyman really is China, but the emphasis is on Russia. Russia collusion with Donald Trump, Russia, you know, with all of the computer hacking. Well, sure, nations do that, but not so much Russia. It's CIA operations. So with that, when we get back from the break, you know, Cactus and I were out on a visit, and I thought, well, we agreed that I should present something to the audience that is very important. We'll be back. KHNC 1360 AM Radio.
The beetles are flying, the pine trees around Greeley are dying, and so's the dollar. The ash borers are all over Johnstown Millican, and we can only help your trees if we catch them in the first year. If the branch over the house or drive is on pre-SHF list, call Affordable Tree Service North, LLC at 568-6898. We're licensed and insured. We accept all payment forms and honor a 10% military senior discount. That's 568-6898.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money, but lately control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, it's Matt from Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions. Give me a call at 970-578-9821. No matter your skill level, I can create a course using a state-of-the-art firearms training simulator that's currently in use by law enforcement and military personnel. You don't have to use any of your ammo, and I bring the training to you. I have over 900 interactive training simulations, as well as shooting competitions and skill builders. So whether you're looking to protect yourself and family, if your church security team is looking to train, or you and your friends want to get together for some competitive fun, give Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions a call at 970-578-9821. Thank you.
PE Shows, your local hometown gun and knife show. November 6th and 7th, we'll have the largest selection of guns, new and used, ammo, knives, accessories, military surplus, self-defense products, and much more. Conveniently located off I-25 and Highway 34 at the outlets at Loveland, our dealers buy, sell, and trade. There's also $50 CCW classes and a giveaway of a semi-automatic shotgun at this show. Go to PEShows.com for more details. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair. Send in the clouds. Isn't it staring round, one who can't move. Where are the clouds? Send in the clouds. Just when I stopped opening doors, finally again with my usual flair, sure of my lies, no one is there.
Yes, sure of himself, making his entrance with his usual flair. But no one is there. Send in the clowns. There have got to be clowns. Well, maybe they're here. So, now for the rest of the story, as our old friend Paul Harvey would say. From this great desert floor, this western desert that we call the United States of America, everything that happens on this vast desert floor is being etched in the sand. Everything moving across this floor is leaving its mark. Everything. And what I mean by the creatures coming across this desert, they leave a mark. You can tell if they're four-legged animals or if they're snakes, scorpions. You can tell if they're ants. You can tell whatever is coming across a desert floor leaves a mark. And the mark, whatever they leave, is etched. It's called history. God, in his wisdom, made history. So that everything that happens will leave a mark. And sand will cover these marks so you can't see what is coming across that desert floor. But if God decides to allow the wind to blow, the sand will be blown away, and you'll get to see the marks on the desert floor. So, you can hide history, you can try to eliminate history, you can try to rewrite history. History is history. What's there will always be there. It's just a matter of having to research and find it. We'll go back to about 1885. Let's go back a little further, about to 1850. There's a man in Vienna. His name is Solomon Rothschild. Solomon Rothschild, very wealthy, has maids come in from different parts of Vienna, from Germany, from that area. And a young girl is working for him, and she gets pregnant. Well, upon getting pregnant, you know, Solomon, his wife, really doesn't like Vienna. She didn't like to spend time there with him. And he gets this young girl pregnant. So she moves back to her hometown, and she has a boy by the name of Alois Hitler. And years later, in about 1988, somewhere in that vicinity, Alois has a young boy by the name of Adolf. And so we have a young boy, grandson of Solomon Rothschild. And through the years, it appears as if Mr. Rothschild keeps his eye on little Adolf. And eventually, down the road in the 1905, 1913, secretly keeps his eye on Adolf, and eventually uses Adolf to become a great political leader in Germany. Now, at the same time, you have the rulers, the Queen Elizabeth number one in England. You have powers in America. Well, you can have the very wealthy aristocrats in England, in Germany, in France, the United States. And one thing they have in common is they're aristocrats. They're in a world that the common man is not a part of. And one thing that these aristocrats do is because it's like a, you know, these football teams in an NFL. Different cities all over the country. The players, though, they kind of have a, what do you call it? It's a family. And they're on different teams. But there is the NFL professional football players. There are football teams at the universities, which is a step down. And then the high school is a step down. But it's like a big fraternity. Well, these wealthy aristocrats, they make sure that they remain in power, whether it be in Greece or France, Russia. Well, these guys in the Western world, in England, Germany, America, they decided to change the political landscape in Russia, and they were able to eliminate the Romanov family, the Tsars, with the British and American powers. They put in Vladimir Lenin. This was not accidental. It was a plan. But at the same time they were putting Vladimir Lenin in, they were also putting Adolf Hitler in as the Führer of Germany. Okay? So, then, down the road, we have World War I was planned. World War II planned. You have the Ottoman Empire. It loses the control of the regions that it held power over for 1,000 years, roughly. I can't remember how long. And the landscape internationally begins to shift. The English have made a move into Asia, are controlling China through opium. The British are basically, they're moving into India. The Dutch are moving into the Dutch East Indies. The English and the Dutch are moving into South Africa. The French are moving into North Africa. The Americans are beginning drug trade internationally back in the 1800s through Yale University, through the universities in America. And everything just on this desert floor, everything is being etched. And now here at the end of the world, because of the internet, because of individual people who have had the opportunity, the time, the education to research, to go back into archives that have been hidden and been kept secret. Now the panoramic scene on this canvas is now intricately being understood. What was intricate is being understood. So you have Adolf, the grandson of Solomon Rothschild. Well, at the same time, in Germany, there is a man by the name of Otto. His name was Otto Skorzeny. Now, Otto Skorzeny is like 6'4". He's a big man. And he is Adolf Hitler's bodyguard. Otto Skorzeny, he lives to the ripe old age of, I forget how old he is, but he lives till about 1999. And Skorzeny, he is relocated out of Germany. He is not killed. He is not taken to trial of any kind, to the Nuremberg trials. He ends up in Florida. He's a carpenter, and he is relocated by the United States CIA through Operation Paperclip. And at the same time, he is moved from Germany in like 1945. At the same time, about 1945, there's a man who was one of Adolf Hitler's top leaders there, probably one of the top five of the people that surround Adolf Hitler. I'm trying to think of the name. But as they're one of the birds of a feather. Well, this person, his name is Heinrich Mueller. And Heinrich is a very powerful person. Very powerful. One of the top five Hitler aides, commanders. And the plan is with the United States, with England, the Vatican, the Red Cross, the Swiss, different nations, that they decide that the CIA in the United States, the OSS, the Office for Strategic Service, it switches from the three-letter agency OSS to another three-letter agency CIA. And then what they do is they bring Heinrich Himmler through Operation Paperclip into the United States. They bring him into intelligence. They put him in the CIA. Like I had stated yesterday, he is used in South America for spying. Another reason he was used in South America is because, being German, many of the other German SS leaders and their families are relocated out of Germany to South America, to Argentina, to Venezuela, Brazil. And Mr. Heinrich Mueller, through the CIA, I believe, stays in touch with many of these SS high-ranking officials that escape prosecution. They should have been hung. They weren't. Birds of a feather flock together. They didn't live because they just happened to be wealthy. No. They live because there was a plan in the future with these men and with the Nazi movement. So now Germany, and what happened in Germany, and the philosophy of Adolf Hitler and his men, now that philosophy is moving all over the world. Some goes to Italy. Some of these people go to Argentina, to Brazil, Uruguay, into Venezuela. Some of them end up in Mexico. A few of them end up in Cuba. A lot of them end up in the United States. They don't generally go to England or France. They're completely out of Germany, taking their philosophy international. So this is 1360 KHNC AM radio, The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3. Rick Rodriguez will be back in just a second.
Hey,
yes, you.
Be sure to listen to Faking the Truth, where Jason and Brian will bring you social media level fakeness Monday through Thursdays at 3 p.m. right here on KHNC 1360 AM and 1360KHNC.com.
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do driveways?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do patios?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do sidewalks?
We do it!
Get a hold of EnviroShapes Concrete at 303-775-7926 or EnviroShapes@gmail.com.
Call the Glass Doctor of Greeley. Foggy window panes, cracked or chipped windshields, glass shower installations. We do it. We do it good. Heavy equipment glass, home, business, or auto glass repair or replace. We do it real good. Call Glass Doctor of Greeley. Do it good.
Stupid robot! That cracks you up. Call the Glass Doctor of Greeley. 970-616-3100. That's 970-616-3100.
Have you still not refinanced your existing mortgage? Every day you fail to make a call costs you more money. The three sisters at the Town Group can lower your monthly payments, consolidate your debt, get cash from your home, or remove mortgage insurance. Even if you've refinanced within the last year, you may be able to lower your payments yet again by taking advantage of these historic low rates. Even if you've refinanced within the last year, you may be able to lower your payments yet again by taking advantage of these historic low interest rates while they last. Now, if you're self-employed or just don't fit neatly inside the box, give the Town Group 5 minutes to listen to your story. The Town Group has been saying yes when other lenders have said no since Ronald Reagan was in the White House. Make this a yes day for a purchase or refinance with the Town Group. Call 844-THINK-YES before interest rates move. 844-THINK-YES. That's 844-THINK-YES. The Town Group at United American Mortgage. NMLS number 1713687. Subject to credit approval. Some restrictions may apply.
Hey man, pass the bottle over and take a couple hits off the MyKind CBD. Get your CBD by going to 1360KHNC.com and click on the shopping button, man.
Silly Jamaican, there's no THC in this product. It's certified THC free. Just go to the website, 1360KHNC.com, click the shop.
I told you so!
We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
So those teachers need to leave those kids alone. I'm telling you. Teacher, leave them kids alone. Boy, I tell you what. If you want to destroy a culture, you put these communist teachers in positions that will obey just like the German soldiers obeyed Adolf Hitler. They didn't have a problem. They obeyed. Now, this great desert floor we call America, and what's coming across this desert floor has been etched. It's not going to be erased. It's being etched in granite. It's going to be there forever. But now we just need to look and see what is it that has been etched there. So going back to Adolf. So Adolf has a bodyguard. The bodyguard ends up in the United States. He dies in about 1999. And he goes ahead and on maybe in the last couple of years of his life, eventually kind of a deathbed tell-all story, he tells a guy by the name of Eric Odin exactly what happened during that time in Germany. Well, going back to Heinrich Mueller. Heinrich is in the United States. He has a wife, children, one boy by the name, for sure, by the name of Robert Mueller. Robert is in Germany. He is flown through. There was an agreement with the government in the United States and Hitler and Hitler's top generals to relocate these SS commanders all over the world. It would be allowed. Adolf Hitler would go free. He would be able to live his life in, for the most part, Argentina. It is said that stated that there were a few occasions where he came into the United States to vacation. Not sure that's true, but that's what has been alleged. And at the same time, Heinrich Mueller, his wife, gets to join him in the United States with the children. Well, one of the children, I think he came over alone, solo, I don't remember, Robert. And Robert ends up in New York and becomes an American citizen. Born in Germany, but becomes an American citizen. And through the years, like his father, he's trained to be a CIA operative / FBI / intelligent agent / who knows what else, educated in the United States. And years later, he is involved in destroying the presidency of an American president. And during one of the last the campaign when they were when Donald Trump and Hillary were debating, it's the debate, Hillary mentioned that there was Russia collusion. Well, she knew at that time, she knew the statistics, the polls were basically stating that she was going to be kicked to the curb, which she was. She was kicked to the curb by God because God could not allow her to become American president, because the Bible states there will never be a woman president in the United States of America. And she's kicked to the curb, but she states that there was Russian collusion, and there was a plan already in place to begin a fake, false, lying investigation by, and who would be the one to lead it up? Robert Mueller, who I believe is the son of Heinrich Mueller, who was a CIA operative. So that's, you know, the research points to this. Now, we'll go back to Adolf. Adolf leaves, he flies out of Germany. I think he has flown to, I almost want to say Austria, and eventually he ends up in Argentina. Now, this research was research that, and files by the FBI. This is their FBI files that were allowed to be read, investigated, maybe in the last 20, 25 years. Even Dwight Eisenhower stated publicly that he did not believe Adolf Hitler killed himself. Well, I believe that Eisenhower knew the truth that Adolf Hitler was alive and well in South America, but he couldn't disclose it because he was under the watchful eye of the CIA, of the intelligence communities in the United States of America, and he didn't want to state something to interfere with his presidency. Well, at the same time, it was alleged, and it was actually more not alleged so much as it was factual, that in Russia, the Russians had documented the birth of a young girl and the daughter of the sister to Eva Braun. And Eva Braun's sister, fertilization, where you can surrogate mother type of stuff. It is called, they had saved some of Adolf Hitler's sperm. The Russians perfected this technique. I'm sorry, not the Russians, the Germans perfected the technique to take sperm and then introduce it into a person, a woman, and she'd have a baby. Well, Eva Braun's sister supposedly had a daughter. The daughter later was up for adoption, and later the child was adopted by a Lutheran pastor. She was a very bright girl. She was put in the finest high schools, in the finest education program, which basically were the commanders that didn't leave Germany, their wives and children that remained were put into the best education schools that you could get. Best science, math, language, you name it. Well, the young girl eventually, according to Russian records, her name was Angela Merkel, or the daughter of Adolf Hitler. So, there is another little trail in the sand that people have tried to erase, but you can't erase what has been written and scratched on the desert floor. We'll be back and talk about George H.W. Bush.
Hello, I'm Jessica Autry with the TC Group. 970-396-2404, your Colorado native realtor with 10 years real estate and property management experience. Whether you are looking to buy, sell, rent, or list your rental, I can help. Just call me at 970-396-2404 or email me at jessellenrealestate@gmail.com.
The creation of the cell phone has been an incredible technological advancement with many conveniences. At the same time, it became the largest vulnerable device the world has ever seen and destroys any privacies you think you may have. At any given time, multiple governmental agencies or hackers can be listening to your cell phone calls or intercepting your texts. Because of this invasion of privacy, the Defense Enabling and Assisting Framework, known as DEF, was developed to keep your personal and digital cell phone transmissions protected. To learn more, visit us at defprotection.com. That's defprotection.com. Make sure your calls, texts, and all digital transmissions are cloaked at all times. That's defprotection.com. Remember, privacy is freedom.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
Time after time, I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my shouts and kicks in my face, but I've come through.
I need to go on.
And if the powers that regulate things had not stopped Adolf Hitler from continuing, they would have been the champions of the world. I've seen the map of the plans that Adolf Hitler and the German people, the map of, and the way in which they were going to take over the world. Well, they didn't take it over at that time. But don't think that Nazism is dead. Don't think that the plan that was in place by not Adolf Hitler so much as a group out of England and America called the Pilgrim Society. The Pilgrim Society, again, I go back to this one society out of England, put together in 1902, and 6 months later jumped the ocean, and you had a mother and daughter relationship with the Pilgrims Power Center in London, the city of London, New York, as the power in America. And these two, the mother and daughter, had been working together. They were the ones that allowed Adolf Hitler and the Nazi movement to become what it became. They're the ones that protected the Nazi commanders and their families after the war ended in 1945. They are the ones that placed them in South America, placed them in America, some in Canada, placed them still in different parts of Europe and in South America and in Africa. So they moved, and what they did when they moved is they moved with their philosophy. And many of these men in Operation Paperclip actually came to work for the United States federal government. Otto von Braun with the space program. You had Albert Einstein. The technology of Tesla, Nikola Tesla. Tesla came into the United States of America. And so the Hitler, as he, before he was going to disappear, he spoke to his secretary, and she quoted what Adolf had told her. He told her, "I am not the one. The one that you're waiting for is coming, but that person will come in the future. Who will put that person in power in the future? That is the question. And who will that person be? And what nation will that person come from? Will that person come from Germany? Russia? China? England? France? Italy? Mexico? Canada? Argentina? Or will that person come from America? What is in the desert floor, everything coming across, it is coming, and there is, it will all feather into a point. So here you have Adolf Hitler, you have Heinrich Mueller, you have Angela Merkel, then you have the other man in America, George Prescott Bush. You have Joseph P. Kennedy supporting Hitler. Prescott Bush supporting Hitler. The United States government supporting Adolf, giving Adolf rubber for tires, Dunlop. You have IBM, International Business Machines, giving them punch cards. You have American chemical companies. You have American military. The military was providing some munitions. Then on top of that, you have England. England is involved. And the only enemy Germany had in a sense really was Russia. America wasn't an enemy. Italy wasn't an enemy. England wasn't an enemy. France wasn't. You had the French collaborating with Adolf. You had the Australians and Switzerland. Switzerland, they were a big part of it. They were hiding gold. They were hiding finances coming in through the industries in Germany. You had the father of Klaus Schwab working with the German government. You had Anthony Fauci and his family working with the Germans out of Switzerland. They were based in Switzerland, helping the Germans in the southern part of Switzerland. They were protecting everything was coming through that area. And the only real enemy of the Nazis was Russia. The Japanese weren't their enemies. So the Pilgrim Society, the Pilgrims had a... This is really, if you want to understand who the Pilgrim Society is, you just look at the James Bond movies. The Pilgrim Society has been cloaked by two great world powers, the mother and the daughter, England and the United States of America. They have been cloaking the greatest mystery in the world to this time. Rick Rodriguez will be right back.
Hi, this is Brett King. Wynn Home Inspection Services, 970-238-8333. Taking care of all of your home inspection services if you're buying, selling, or have already bought a house and need a home inspection. Your one-stop solution for all of your home inspection needs. Whether you're a homeowner, a buying agent, selling agent, or a mortgage broker, please call us. Brett King, Wynn Home Inspection Services, 970-238-8333. Or visit our website at johnstown.wini.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Dehebo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. Lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050. Extension 116.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
Podcasts, 1360khnc.com, the podcast section to programs during the week, on the weekend. Everything's streamed daily, khnc.com. It's AM radio, 1360 AM radio. I know that just recently one of the family members was talking to another family member, and they wanted to know what station I'm on, and they didn't know what AM radio was all about. They thought it was just like FM or like, you know, to the internet, YouTube, or whatever, we had to tell them it's AM radio, so that's why I mentioned this to the audience. This is AM radio, 1360 KHNC. And if you want to, you know, if you like my program, contact the station. Let them know that if you want to assist financially, that you support my program, you like what I have to say, and work it out with them. If you do send any finances to help to keep this on the air, this is a hot hour. This is, you know, this is in the middle of the day here, the heart of the day. So, pardon me. So, anyhow, to KHNC, P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, on the note or on the envelope or however you want to do it, in a phone call. Just mention that this is for the Present Truth program. You want to support the Present Truth program, and just make a note of that. That way they know that it's not just coming into the station in general, which is fine. We need to keep this everything moving on this station. It's just getting better all the time. But for this program, make a note. It's for the Present Truth. Again, P.O. Box 104-104, Johnstown, 80534. Now, you know, I wished I had a little more time to finish what else is scratched on this desert floor in the granite that is never going to be removed. The powers that be, they don't like the truth going out. They don't like it. They have a problem with it. But I'm going to tell you a secret. You know, the children of the devil, when they do their rituals, until they get their victim, they don't say anything. They keep everything hidden in the dark. And finally, when they get the victim, and they catch the victim, and they've caught them, and they're bound and gagged, and they can't get away, then when they go to the ritual, then they realize, the victim realizes that they have been duped, caught, and it's too late. There comes a time when the children of the devil have to disclose what they're doing and what they intend to do. There comes that time. It is a cosmic law. But right now, they're still wanting to hide what they're doing. But now, more than ever before in the history of mankind, God now is going to keep them to his cosmic law. They have to not only allow the truth to come out, but eventually, very shortly, they are going to willingly begin to tell the public what they are doing, and they're going to laugh while they tell the public what they've been doing. They have to. It's a cosmic law. Podcasts, 1360khnc.com. Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. Talk to you tomorrow.
Checker Pro Joe here. Is your attic hot? Are your electric bills high? If you answered yes to either question, tune in to the Checker Pro Radio Show every Saturday at 6 p.m. and Sundays at 11 a.m. On the show, we discuss ways to save you money and be more comfortable in your home. If your attic is hot and you're uncomfortable in your home, you may need more insulation or a solar attic fan. Call Koala Insulation at 303-327-9293. That's 303-327-9293.
Due to the responses to our Ostrafarian CBD commercial, here's a message from Arnold.
I don't know what the big deal is. I just try to use a little accent and sell some CBD and people get all upset at me. I just want to sell CBD. Buy CBD now. Now, buy it now.
To buy our fine, my kind CBD products, just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click on the shop.
You're listening to the roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.